concerned about these tax break plans?
Oh, very concerned, because I think you have to take them into consideration with the background here at the state of Illinois. You can't look at this in isolation, that you're just going to give away what ultimately is $250 million annually without worrying about how you're going to pay for it. And then you're not looking at least $4.3 billion of backlog in our office, which has to get paid, $1.9 billion being held in state agencies, which we have not even gotten yet, $1.2 billion being held in employee health insurance, which we have to pay for, $500 million in corporate tax refunds, which we have to pay out, and $400 million in interfund repayments. So that's $8.3 billion we're on the hook for right now, while the legislature is considering, again, coming up with a Christmas tree worth of goodies here for a minimum of $250 million annually. I just don't, if you're going to do this, then you better have a funding source. You better figure it out. You better have a funding source, because right now you don't.
Any suggestions for that funding source?
Yes. The easiest one I can find, and the one that would generate the most amount of money, would probably be passing the gambling bill, as was originally put forward, which means a casino in Chicago, which I happen to agree with. I don't think you can have a touristy-oriented city without having one, so let's do it and start getting the money, because, heck, people are going to gamble anyway. We might as well be able to collect. And the same thing around the state and at racetracks, and I'm especially fond of, and I know the governor doesn't like this, but I can't see why we keep the fairgrounds empty about 9 months out of the year when we ought to, it's already built, the infrastructure's there. Put the horse racing there and start betting on it and making some money for the rest of the state. I mean, that's one thing. Now, if the legislature and the governor doesn't like the idea of gambling to pay off all of these debts, then you got to come up with something else. I don't know what that something else is, but maybe in their wisdom, they can come up with something. I mean, you know, maybe we can sell the street in front of the Capitol, or, you know, rent out the dome to the state of Montana, or, you know, I mean, all sorts of goofy things.
Is there any hope for this huge backlog of bills? What's the way to start chipping away at this?
Well, some of that is just the big unknown, because, you know, we're looking at our national economy, which still has not picked up, our state of Illinois unemployment rate, which is still greater than that nationally, our forfeiture rate on homes and so on. If you got that, we're just what's going on in Europe in terms of the European banks and who's going to bail out whom and if. We don't know about that. You know, I mean, you either, well, then you got to start looking at spending. You got to start making cuts. I know nobody wants to make cuts. It's always hard to make cuts. You either got to, there's only two ways to make money in the state. You spend or you raise new revenue. I certainly would not be in favor of raising new revenue, because I think the public's been beaten to a pulp in terms of taxes. I don't think they can handle anymore. And certainly spending just continues to go on as if we don't have a problem. So, hey, guys, come on. You know, let's get down to work here.
Is there any way to weigh the cost of possibly losing these couple of companies versus what it might cost the state to give them these breaks?
I don't think so. You know, in terms of, I look at something like Sears, much the same way as if you were kind of trying to sell your home and moving. It's not an overnight type of thing. I mean, you cannot move. That's like moving an aircraft carrier with Sears. It's so huge. Do they really want to go and move to another state with all of that and then get your startup costs and have to pay the employees you leave behind and hire new people to start with? I mean, it's a tremendous undertaking to walk away from Illinois. Do they really want to or think they can do that in terms of CME? You know, I think probably they're a little different in that their tax situation is probably a little unfair in terms of how they do their trading offshore. But I think you might be able to design a package that might be a little less to keep them here and work that out. But now that you've got this bill that has Sears and CME and everybody and their cousin in it, and you've got Broadway in Chicago in it, and, you know, this thing has grown and grown and grown, and I know it's the Christmas season, and we just got our first Christmas tree.
Do you see borrowing or the gaming bills a way to help with the backlog of bills?
No borrowing. No. Borrowing, no, for the simple reason that all we wind up doing is just paying more in the long run on interest. You're throwing it down the black hole. You're getting nothing for it. The way to do it is, as I said, go to the gambling bill now if you want to do this, or you start making the necessary cuts, which means you've got to get everybody onto Medicaid. All the things that the gambling could do for us, which would be $1.5 billion upfront in licensing payments, then an additional $500 million a year. Yeah, that's pretty well covering it. You can figure that much of that same money right now is going to Indiana or Wisconsin or Iowa or Missouri. So, I mean, you know, why wouldn't we want to keep it here? And at the same time, in order to deal with all our other bills, you have got to start getting folks onto the various types of prepaid medicine. So we get that in order and get that. And then we also need to start looking at, looking at our pensions to see if there's anything we can do without hurting the folks who have been paying right along. I mean, you know, I quit demonizing the state employee. God knows they work hard enough for it. And, you know, it's but at the same time, it's unsustainable to keep the current system as it is without a little bit of tweaking. So all of that needs to get done. And you might as well take a deep breath and jump right in and do it, because it's got to get done.